T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now, we want to talk about why you maybe should be gathering your fruits and nuts like a squirrel. No, I'm just kidding. There is a cauldron of magma brewing in several areas before the ground in New England. And to talk about that, Professor of Geology and Geophysics at Yale University, Maureen Long. Maureen, good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. It's great to be here.
So scientists at Rutgers have discovered this massive body of magma. First off, for those of us who failed science in school, like the person you're talking to now, what exactly does magma mean?
Magma.
Right. Well, so magma means molten rock in the mantle.
Okay.
And one thing that I want to emphasize as we start talking about this is that what we found with our study, and I worked with Professor Levin at Rutgers on this work, we found a blob of hot rock beneath New England, mm-hmm. but it is not magma. It's not molten. So okay. I know you picture kind of this like bubbling lava lake, like something that you see in Hawaii.
Like a volcano,
Exactly, like a volcano. So I want you instead to just picture it's a blob of rock that's hotter than the rock surrounding it, and it's rising very slowly. There is no need to panic or start, you know,
We don't have to build a fallout shelter, is what you're saying?
Don't worry about it. No fallout shelter needed.
By the way, you and Dr. Levin were working on this. Can you tell me how you discovered it?
Yeah, we absolutely can. So we used a network of seismic stations that was deployed throughout, actually all the way throughout North America as part of a project known as EarthScope. So EarthScope is a big, you know, ambitious project to study the structure of the crust and the upper mantle beneath North America. And so what Professor Levin and I did was we used seismic stations that were deployed here in New England, including some in Connecticut and lots up in the New Hampshire and Vermont area. And then we measured the signal of waves arriving from far away earthquakes. Okay. So as you know, we don't have very many earthquakes here in New England.
No.
We have some, but we mostly were measuring earthquakes from far away that were happening in places like, you know, Japan and Indonesia. And we were able to measure those waves, and basically we can create something, you know, almost like a CAT scan of the Earth.
Okay.
You know, just like you'd go to the doctor and have an image made of your brain,
sure.
We can make images of the Earth's interior.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, go ahead, Raymond.
Well, no, the only thing I was going to ask is, you know, as a geologist, are there any movies you like? Did you ever watch Dante's Peak?
There are some classics. I do. Dante's Peak is a great one. I'm partial to Volcano. I don't know if you remember that one.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, oh, highly recommended. You know, Volcano sort of overtaking L.A. And I really enjoy those movies. But as a scientist, of course, I always watch them with a very skeptical eye. San Andreas is another one, a little more recent.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see
with
that.
The Rock. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a super fun movie.
Well,
it's
not get some attention.
Scientifically accurate.
You ought to get some attention.
Volcano, 1997, Tommy Lee Jones, Anne Hesch,
yep.
Gabby Hoffman.
I did see it.
Anne Hesch plays the seismologist. She's very good.
Yeah, and she plays you in the movie.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Way to go.
When you discover something like this, how do you go about making sure that dopes like us don't hear it and go, oh my God, we're going to fall into the vortex of the earth?
Well, I've really enjoyed, you know, since our paper was published a couple of years ago, I've actually really enjoyed doing interviews about it because, you know, some of the, I mean, it's gotten a little bit of coverage in the press, which is great, but sometimes the headlines get a little sensational and people start to panic. And it's actually really great for me to be able to talk to people about it, tell them a little bit about the science and tell them not to worry. But my mom actually, so my mom lives up in New Hampshire. She lives right on the edge of Lake Winnipesaukee, basically right above the center of this thing.
Oh, good.
And you know, I told her, you know, don't sell the house. You're fine. There's no worries.
Mom, I just wanted to call and say goodbye.
I read one confusing thing that said, well, it's, you know, people in New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts in northern New England shouldn't have to worry. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, Massachusetts isn't northern New England.
No.
So right, right when you see that, you're a little skeptical. We're talking to Professor.
A little skeptical of the reporting, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this quick, because there was, the first thing that came to my mind, being an idiot, was a caldera. In other words, you know, that's basically, you had a similar thing happen in, I think it was around Yellowstone Park millions of years ago. And it basically shut down summer forever, I mean, for a while. But this is not what this is. We have this massive explosion that throws stuff up in the air, right?
Yep, exactly. I mean, that's, we know that those kinds of, you know, huge caldera-forming eruptions have happened in the geologic record. As you say, we see evidence that that has happened in Yellowstone and other places around the world. But that's not, you know, this feature that we discovered, it's pretty deep in the mantle. It is, you know, rising up towards the surface, but very, very slowly, probably about as fast as fingernails grow. That's about as fast as tectonic plates move.
I got some time.
If you are holding your breath waiting for this thing,
you're dead.
You're not going to see it.
Wait a long time.
Professor Maureen Long from Yale University.
Thanks for being on.
Now you gave me a movie to go watch in the next couple of days.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
There you go.
Thank you, Maureen. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.